This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. China is reporting 40 more virus case infections today as it increases testing and lockdown measures in the capital. Beijing has counted more than 100 cases since Friday, with many traced to the largest wholesale market. The World Health Organization calls the outbreak a significant event. North Korea has followed through on its threat to demolish the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border. Pyongyang's latest move to ratchet up tensions with Seoul. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The move sharply raises tensions on the Korean Peninsula amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. Seoul's unification ministry says the building in a North Korean border town was destroyed early afternoon, but gave no further details. News agency photos showed smoke rising from what appeared to be a complex of buildings, the agency saying the area was part of a now-shuttered industrial park where the liaison office was located. The North had earlier threatened to demolish the office as it stepped up its fiery rhetoric over Seoul's failure to stop activists from flying propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Though the explosion is a slap in the face to Seoul, the move is seen as largely symbolic, as the office had not been functional for some months. New Zealand has confirmed two new cases of coronavirus, ending a 24-day streak of no new infections in the country, and India's health minister is now being tested for coronavirus. This is VOA News.